When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in third and final hour of the program here on Friday morning, the day after 50s night. Thanks again to everybody that came out and partied with us and stopped by the WBSM booth and said, I listen to the show, but I never call. Well, call. You can call. There's nothing to be afraid of, nothing to be worried about. But yes, it was great meeting everybody and seeing people that we have met before. And just getting a chance to, you know, answer people's questions about the station, about the way things work, about how we play all the 50s music, all of that. So, and we will do it again next year. We'll do it better. As I said, we're learning each year. The little hang-ups that happen, we learn how to overcome those each year. So we cut it down to just two hang-ups last night. I'm pretty impressed with that. It's funny because I was out in the WBSM van getting stuff ready. You know, we give out waters at our table. And so I was going out getting the cases of water at Walmart and we're gassing up the van and all that. And I was trying to listen in because at 3 o'clock, I didn't even realize it was 3 o'clock, but at 3 o'clock I started getting messages from people telling me, oh, this music is great. Oh, and I was like, oh, I forgot that we're on the radio. So I go to turn the van radio on and the radio didn't come on. I was like, what's going on? So then I was like, well, I guess I got to replace the fuse. So then I went and replaced the fuse. I was like, by the time I get to 50s night, it'll be over because I'm too busy trying to make the van play the 50s music on the way to 50s night. So thankfully we got it going because, and when, you know, the really good thing about having all that music and being able to play all that music is you're going to hit somebody's favorite song at some point. There's a song that somebody's going to be waiting for. Some people had to wait until, you know, 10, 11 o'clock to hear the song they were waiting for. But you do eventually get to everybody's favorites. So before the end of the last hour, I just mentioned that thing about, we were talking about Restaurant Supply, Restaurant Depot. And I was mentioning that we kind of patchworked together our service materials, our plates, our flatware, all of that. The boss got so tired of having to buy silverware every couple of months, having to buy plates because people would drop the plates and, you know, and the plates weren't really, the plates we got weren't really, they were made to last, but they weren't like the best quality. So you might be, after a while, you might just be washing one in the dishwasher and it might just crack. So he was really, really cheap. And he had a deal going with this guy where the guy would just sell him odds and ends stuff that he had that nobody else wanted that we would buy and use in the diner. And so one day he showed up with like 10 5-gallon buckets full of silverware. But it wasn't like, here's a 5-gallon bucket of forks. Here's a 5-gallon bucket. And it was all mixed. And none of them matched. And so we had to go through all these buckets of silverware, pull out all the silverware, you know, run it through the dishwasher and wash it, sterilize it and all of that. And then we stored it away. And then, of course, you'd re-sterilize it before you put it out. But we had all of this mismatched silverware. And that was maybe 5 or 6 years after I stopped working there. And the whole rest of the time that we worked there, we only used mismatched silverware, which was embarrassing enough. When you walk into a restaurant, you expect some uniformity. What was worse was he showed up one day with a couple of cases of big platter plates, which, you know, we'd been asking, can we get, you know, some platters instead of some just the regular plates? Because, you know, we're trying to put a nice presentation out with these breakfasts and what have you. And so he shows up with these platters, but they're all branded. I think it was the VFW. They all have like the logo on the plate. And the boss was like, "No, just use them." I was like, I'm not using these. Do you know how embarrassing that is to put out a VFW plate? That's so cheesy. And then so, you know, I would never use them. And then when this other guy came in, he started using them. And I would just like cringe every time. Like, and maybe it wasn't a big deal to a lot of people, but I don't know. I just felt like, You own a restaurant, you run a restaurant, that's the cost of doing business. You got to buy plates, you got to buy flatware. You got to make sure that it's all matching or else you look like you're not a serious operation. Now, the boss used to do catering too, and I would say to him, I was like, well, if you think there's something wrong with it, go use it in your catering. But instead, no, we had to use it in the diner and just like, enjoy your VFW plate and your mismatched silverware. Not that there's anything wrong with the VFW. Just the plate doesn't belong in the restaurant. I would hope that the new owners who have taken over in recent years, I hope they did away with a lot of that. I still have not stepped foot back into that building. And I probably won't anytime soon. But I still see photos pop up on social media and last I checked, they were still using those plates. Anyway, 508-996-0500. And that's a place where I really learned to have an appreciation for the 50s. As much as I'd always loved 50s music and, you know, the whole pop culture of the 50s, when I was there, we advertised it as an original 50s diner because it was. It was built in 1953. I think it was 53. You can tell on a diner, like one of those O'Mahony diners, you can tell because you can pull back the corner paneling on the outside and they'll have all the information on it. So I think that one was built in 53. It used to be in, this is the Mill Pond Diner in Wareham. It used to be in Fall River and it was Earnshaw's Diner when it was in Fall River. So there was a wooden diner on the spot of Mill Pond and Wareham that was called the Aikens Diner because the Aikens family owned it. That was moved to Worcester where it became Charlie's Diner. And it still exists today, although they've added on to it. They've built like a restaurant around it. And I don't know if you can sit in the original section anymore. They had it closed down for a while. But Charlie's Diner was moved out to the Worcester area and that was the original Aikens Diner that was on the Mill Pond site. And then the Ernie Blanchard, I believe it was, brought in a new diner that took the place of the Aikens Diner that was there for a while. And that ended up moving to Mattapoisett. That became the Mattapoisett Diner. This is what I was told. This is the history that I was told. So that moved to Mattapoisett and became the Mattapoisett Diner. It's now Pandolfi's Mattapoisett Diner. And then Earnshaw's Diner was moved to Fall River, from Fall River to Wareham, because they wanted a bigger diner. They needed a bigger diner. So they bought that one and moved it. Maybe Ernie moved that one too. I don't know. I think Biff used to claim that he was there when he moved it. And then at one point, Biff owned both Mattapoisett and Mill Pond. But the history of those buildings, you know, it brings you directly back to the 50s or even before. We still had the jukebox. We still had the holes in the wall where they used to have the table side jukeboxes. We had the payphone in the bathroom. That when I first started there, the original cigarette machine was still there. We ended up taking that out so we could have some more space in that area. But we had a cigarette machine. I mean, there was stuff there that was, you know, direct from the 50s. We still had the original soda fountain, the Coca-Cola soda fountain. Not a fountain like you go and you hit now with the carbonated soda. The one that held the syrup, and you had to have the carbonation come into it, and then you could mix it with, and we had the whole setup with all the, where the nuts would be and the cherries and all that. We had all that next to it. And I tried to get that up and running because I wanted to be a soda jerk. My dad's uncle owned a pharmacy in Norwood, and he would tell me about the days of making the sodas for everybody. I was like, I want to do that. And we tried to get it running, but the lines were so old and corroded, and we didn't want to pay to replace them all because it had to come up from the basement. But yeah, we tried to make it as original 50s as we could. But also, like I said, the owner was super cheap. So it was also a matter of, well, yeah, I want it to be as original as possible, but I also don't want to pay for it. So when it needed to be done on the outside, I'm sure this is boring everybody, but when the outside needed to be cleaned up and redone, retouched, instead of hiring somebody to come and retouch it because there were red stripes on the diner, instead of hiring somebody to come and professionally replace those, because those were all glass. Those were all glass tiles. And instead of getting the glass to replace it, he went out and bought red duct tape, like red reflective duct tape. And we just went out there and duct taped the front of the diner. We literally duct taped the thing together. Anyway, I've got so many stories from 17 years at that place. I'm sure you don't want to hear them all. I always said I'd write a book, except I would, you know, I wouldn't want to read it, let alone anybody else. I'd be crying by the end of it. But I also had a lot of great experiences there too and learned a lot. And every time I have to do something like last night, setting up the tent and the table and putting everything together and all that, my Biffy voice comes out. I start yelling at myself in the Biffy voice. Timmy, you're doing it wrong. So anybody that knew Biff, everybody does a Biff impression. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We talked a little bit about this earlier, but last night the city council had a meeting, and in that meeting, they tabled, it was supposed to be the night in which they repealed the bag ban, the plastic bag ban, the one that they passed in 2020 and that didn't go into effect until 2022. And since 2022, you can't get a plastic bag in the city. So they were supposed to be repealing that, and instead they decided to table that repeal because the state legislature is working on a statewide ban on plastic bags. And so the thought process was, if the state legislature is just going to ban it, why are we going to unban it now, only for it to be banned, you know, however much longer later? We repeal the ban, stores go out and buy these bags because people are going to say, there is no ban anymore, where's my plastic bag? So they go out and they buy the bags, and then the state ban drops and they have to get rid of them again. So I understand the rationale behind it, but I also think people want those bags. And if they were only going to get it for 4 or 5 months, I think they'd rather have 4 or 5 months of getting them rather than the ban continuing. Counselor at Large Brian Gomes has been very vocal about this issue because, as he said, you know, there's a lot of people in the city who walk to a market, whether it be a neighborhood market, if they're walking to the butcher shop or some of these other neighborhood markets to do their shopping, and then they're carrying bags back home. Or maybe they live in the near north end, they're walking to Market Basket. Maybe they live in the south end, they're walking to Stop and Shop or Seabro or any of these other markets, and they're walking home carrying brown paper bags. They want those plastic bags. They want the handle. They want the convenience. And I don't think that the environmental impact is as big as they think that it is of banning them. But would you want to have them even for a brief period of time? I don't know. I don't know how much that state ban is going to work out either. I don't think it's necessarily a guarantee. Now, to be fair, to point out, Mayor Mitchell has said that he will veto a repeal of the bag ban in New Bedford. He wants it to stay in place, but the council would have a supermajority to override the veto. And if you want to read more about this, Frank Mulligan has a piece on southcoasttoday.com. But I feel like this is a time when it's a time in America, and I know, you know, America as a whole isn't necessarily also indicative of what goes on in New Bedford, but people feel like freedoms are in jeopardy and you're going to take away things. And then you're going to dangle to them, oh, we're going to repeal the plastic bag ban. Oh, whoops, yoink, never mind. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. We did get an app chat question really quickly here from his or HIS in Wareham, who says, you know the name of the Wareham restaurant that was on the corner of Main Street and Sandwich Road? It was owned by a couple. I worked there sometime in the early 60s, but I cannot remember the name. I think you're talking about Narrows Crossing, which is, it's actually on the corner of Minot Ave and Main Street. And where Sandwich Road kind of meets at this intersection by the train tracks. But yeah, Narrows Crossing has been around forever. It's still there. And it's one of those go-to places. When Lindsay's closed, we wrote an article about some of the longtime Wareham Institution restaurants that you could still visit. And that was one that certainly made the list. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. I've only been listening off and on this morning. I didn't make it last night.
That's all right. I've only been listening off and on myself this morning, so I feel you on that.
Well, it kind of shows from where you've already been saying the last 5 minutes. Come on. But, yeah, a couple of months ago, one of our friends passed away suddenly, so we got together.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And none of us really in the mood to be out and about like that. But, hey, did you catch the Hulk Hogan last night at the National Convention?
I saw some of it, and Phil's been playing some of it in the news clips. It was interesting.
Yeah, and that whole... He's an American and the whole hype and music and your hey brother, but best part for me was right toward the end. So he's wearing the American flag, black shirt, American flag across it, and he ripped it across like the way he used to. And it shows Trump and the other guy underneath and his VP. And so I was like, it was kind of a weird moment to see that last night watching it. My friend sent me a text about it. Kind of actually like, it's not about pro or con Trump. But just to see something that funny, it was actually really cool to see. Like, just kind of got me out of my thoughts. And so something of wrestling becomes like on a big stage like that. And then Kid Rock was there, and I don't know if it was before or after. So, if anything, there was a little bit of entertainment there, whether it was people see it that way or not, but I do. So,
well, I mean, you know, Donald Trump has known Hulk Hogan for a long time because it goes back to when Trump hosted WrestleMania 4 and 5.
Exactly.
Yeah, and exactly. He's, you know, he's always done stuff with connection. And I guess there were other people that spoke last night. I guess, did Linda McMahon speak?
I don't know. That's the only part that I was I was shown that in Kid Rock.
I just saw a tweet that somebody showed, and it's like half of the people who spoke last night at the RNC have been stunned by Stone Cold Steve Austin, and it showed these video clips of Stone Cold stunning them all. So pretty good stuff.
Oh, have you ever been, has Austin ever done a stunner on you?
No, he never has, but I always argued with Brickhouse Baker that I wanted to hit somebody with what I call the spooky stunner when I was the ring announcer, and he would never let me do it.
Yeah, well, Baker had common sense, you know.
Yeah, well, I guess it doesn't make sense for your...
So if he's got common sense, what's the plan about you?
Hey, I just go along with what he tells me.
There you go.
There's stories I could tell you about that guy who came on air. You as well. Take care. And we can take some more calls, 508-996-0500. But yes, I mean, Donald Trump does have a long time association with the WWE. He and Vince McMahon are friends. He and the McMahon family are friends. And that goes back to Trump hosting the WrestleMania 4 and 5 events. I think it was 4 and 5, right? And then might have been, I think 4 or 5. And then he came back when The Apprentice came on TV and did a whole storyline where it was Donald Trump versus Vince McMahon, but because they weren't going to fight, because they were both, older guys at that point, they're not going to get in the ring and fight. They had their designated wrestlers, Bobby Lashley for Donald Trump, and I think it was Umaga for Vince McMahon, and whoever won their WrestleMania match, the other billionaire had to have his head shaved. I think we all knew there was no way Donald Trump was getting his head shaved. Vince McMahon lost, and then Donald Trump shaved Vince's head. And then Vince went with a totally different haircut after that. Anyway, it is time now to go into the newsroom and get all of the top stories of the day. Maybe we'll even hear from Hulk Hogan with Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Flights grounded nationwide this morning due to a cybersecurity issue. Trumpamania takes over the Republican National Convention and the Cape Cod Baseball League in the national spotlight.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Flights across the U.S. are being grounded this morning due to a communications issue.
FAA is on the ground stop. We do not have much information on how long that ground stop is going to last.
That's the sort of message travelers are hearing at airports big and small, as the FAA says airlines like Delta, United, American, and Allegiant all grounded flights, with only Americans saying they're slowly starting to come back online. The disruptions come as the cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike acknowledges an update it rolled out to computers running Windows triggered massive worldwide IT outages. The company is stressing that this is in no way the result of a cyber attack. Former President Trump is talking about his assassination attempt at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. He said the assassin's bullet came within a quarter of an inch of taking his life.
I heard a loud whizzing sound and felt something hit me really, really hard on my right ear. I said to myself, wow, what was that? It can only be a bullet.
Trump surely has a fan in wrestling legend Hulk Hogan. Listen to him last night at the Republican National Convention.
All you scumbags, all you drug dealers, and all you crooked politicians need to answer one question, brother. What you gonna do when Donald Trump and all the Trumpomaniacs run wild on you, brother?
A federal appeals court is blocking the Biden administration from implementing more student debt relief. Michael Kastner with the details.
The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Thursday granted a request by 7 Republican-led states to put parts of the Biden student debt relief plan on hold. Other parts of the plan were blocked last month by a U.S. district judge in St. Louis. The plan would lower monthly payments for eligible borrowers and allow those with balances of $12,000 or less to have their debt forgiven after 10 years. The ruling came the same day that another round of student debt forgiveness was announced. This time around, it was $1.2 billion in relief for public sector workers like teachers, nurses, and firefighters. I'm Michael Kastner.
And the historic Cape Cod Baseball League is being highlighted on the Today Show. Scott Pringle reports.
The Summer Baseball Wooden Bat League has been around since the late 1800s and features elite college players, many of whom then go on to the major leagues. Aaron Judge, Pete Alonso, and Kyle Schwarber, three of the MLB stars that have spent the summer in Cape Cod playing in the league.
I can't picture a summer on Cape Cod without Cape League baseball. It's the equivalent of mini golf, ice cream, and lobster.
Born Braves president Nicole Norkovicius has hosted summer players over the years.
You build lifetime relationships. 2017, we hosted Richie Palacios.
Nearly 200 players who have taken part have been selected in this year's MLB draft. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, Massachusetts.
WBSM Sports.
Maybe some of those Cape Cod players will end up on the Red Sox, who hit the diamond again tonight. Boston looking to extend their win streak to three games when they visit the Los Angeles Dodgers for a three-game series. First pitch just after 10.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We're finally wrapping up the work week, but not only that, wrapping up that heat and humidity this morning. Refreshing air moving in with dew points in the 50s, temperatures in the mid to upper 60s, mostly clear skies throughout the day. This afternoon, sunny, low 80s. Overnight, absolutely gorgeous weather for outdoor dining. Overnight, temperatures in the low 60s, mostly sunny skies. Tomorrow in the 80s, low 80s, quite seasonable. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. If you would like to call in and get involved in the discussion, you can also send those app chat messages on the WBSM app. And the person who asked about the restaurant said, and it's not Narrows Crossing, the restaurant I'm speaking of is either a nail or a beauty salon. The building is before you make the turn onto Sandwich Road. So you're talking about either the... What was the bait shop or the one on the other side of Cumberland Farms or across the way? Because I don't know what restaurants were in any of those spots. I don't have any recollection of what was down there except for what's down there now. You know, as far as I've lived in town, there was always the Cumberland Farms and, you know, Deacus Fruits was over there and then the bait shop was there, and I, unless it was in the building where the OBGYN's office is, or was, I don't think it's an OBGYN office anymore. I think that might be the beauty shop you're talking about. But I don't remember. I heard over the years about all of the former Wareham restaurants, but I don't have firsthand knowledge of a lot of them. I just know them through the stories people would tell at the counter at the diner. Although some of them were still around when I moved to town, but just empty and vacant. What was it, like the Wagon Wheel was one? Then they tore that down. We had on the other side, heading toward Buzzards Bay, Byron's Landing sat empty for a long time until it fell into the water. That was always a cool building. I used to ride my bike by it, and I'd be like, oh, this building's just like floating in the water. And then one day it actually was floating in the water. Oh, we're getting a call here from somebody that might know the answer. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. I'm the one that texted about that restaurant. It is right on the corner. And it's, before you make that turn. This was back in the 60s. And it was quite a popular place.
I'm trying to think of any that I've heard of.
Yeah. That's why I'm asking, because I hear you talking about different places, and there definitely was a restaurant there. And right across from, do you remember the building? It used to be Marola's Chiropractor, I think. It's now Rick Coletti has an office there.
Yep.
but it's definitely right now it's changed. Been a beauty salon, maybe a nail salon or something else currently.
Yep, I'm looking at it right now here on Google Maps. So I see the building that you're talking about. So it's like it looks like a little house. Was it? But it wasn't the same building then. Yeah. It must have been a different building in that spot.
I don't recall, but it was definitely a restaurant. It had a dining room, a nice dining room, and yeah.
Well, I'll see what I can find. Usually if I go into some of those Wareham Facebook groups, there's one one on Wareham and Nonset History that if I go in there and mention it, it'll start a flood of memories for people, and we'll have the answer in seconds.
Okay, that would be great.
We'll see what
I've
we can...
I've just been curious because it was a neat little place to work at. So, all right, thanks.
Thank you very much. You have a great weekend.
Yeah, you as well. Thanks.
And we'll see what we can find out. There's a lot of people in those groups that worked in restaurants growing up because there were a lot of restaurants around town. And my favorite was always when I would be reading it and people would be like, I had my first job at Mill Pond Diner. Biffy hired me when I was 12 years old and I washed dishes for him for 4 years. And I wonder whatever happened to that guy. And I just comment and chime in and be like, he's still there. He's still there because he hired me when I was 15 years old. So... 508-996-0500. You know, we talk a lot about restaurants here on WBSM for a reason. It matters to people. That's why restaurants come here to advertise with us. That's why restaurants want to be part of our Seize the Deal program. And we've got a Seize the Deal. I mean, if you don't go to seizethedeal.com every single day to see what the latest deals are, you're really missing out. Because we have new stuff up there every day. But a lot of people who have purchased the Seize the Deals before, you know the process, right? You go online, you buy it, and then they mail it to you. And then you can go out there and use it. And it doesn't take very long to get it in the mail, but it takes a couple of days. You can't just go on there and buy it and then immediately go out to the place. Or can you? Because now, Seize the Deal offers, for some of our deals, and eventually for all of our deals, we offer e-vouchers. So when you buy it, it's ready to go. And right now, we have an e-voucher for sale for Ryan's Sports Pub and Billiards in New Bedford. $50 to Ryan's for just $20. So if you've never been there, it's a family-friendly sports pub on Hathaway Road, where they have pool tables, karaoke, they have live music, and they have some really great food. Shareable apps, salads, sandwiches, burgers, pizzas, and more. So if you want to get $50 to Ryan Sports Pub and Billiards, you can do that right now for $25, and it's an e-voucher. So you buy it, and they're going to send it to you. And it's super easy to use. And this is the future. No more waiting for Seize the Deal to come in the mail. You see it, you hear about it, you want it, you'll get it. So go check that out right now and get them before they're gone. $50 to Ryan Sports Pub and Billiards in New Bedford for just $25. Plus some other great deals up there at seizethedeal.com. Right now, I'm going to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. And you know what's a good thing? A good thing is heading on over to Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven tomorrow for their summer grand tasting event. It's happening tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And they're going to have over 10 different vendors sampling a variety of wines and spirits. And you'll get 10% off the things that they're featuring if you purchase them tomorrow. So there's going to be some bourbon, some rum, some gin, whiskey, white wine. I'm looking at just some of the different things they're going to be offering. All kinds of stuff for you to taste and sample. So that'll be happening tomorrow from 1 to 4 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And if you are a whiskey drinker, of course, they have the place. That's the place to go. Stevie's the place to go to find stuff you can't find anywhere else, because they do get things that you can't find anywhere else. And they have their special whiskey room and the purple dot, so you can try it before you buy it. But they also have the Rackhouse Club. So while you're over there tomorrow, make sure you ask them about that. Inquire about the Rackhouse Club, because for $50 a month, you can become a member, take part in special events, special tastings, get access to things before and maybe sometimes that nobody else gets access to. And you always get a gift each month. That's equivalent to what it is that you pay for your membership. So it's a great deal. Check that out while you're over there. And make sure you follow Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Facebook and Instagram, because you never know when they're going to have a pop-up tasting event, when they're going to have something going on. Like yesterday. Yesterday they had a pop-up tasting event, A&M Winery, from 5 to 7 last night. They just announced it. Come on by, have a tasting. So that's what's great about Stevie's, is they like to keep it fun. They like to keep it informative so that you can learn about things. And when you go there, you are going to be blown away by the selection, but also by the courteous and friendly staff. I love it over there. You will too. Check them out. Stevie's Wine and Spirits, Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, and online as well, steviewineandspirit.com. Let's take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good. You?
I'm doing all right.
You did a great job yesterday on the oldies.
Thank you very much.
That was really, really nice. I really enjoyed that. And you have a great show all the time. I listen to you every day.
Well, thank you very much for listening. What was your favorite song from the 50s?
Me was Ritchie Valens, Donna.
Yeah.
And there was so many. The Platters, I love them. And Connie Francis.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy Wynette. We seen them down in the Melody Tent. All these people was really... We miss them all, really, compared to the music today.
Well, I mean, I think everybody gets nostalgic for the music they grew up with, but certainly...
Yeah, that's what it is, yes.
Certainly the 50s had a different feel to it, because it was the first decade of rock and roll. It was a real revolution in music, and everything seemed so fresh and new.
It was, yeah. Okay, you did a great job.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. You too, bye-bye.
And, you know, you hear it when you look at the playlist of what we played last night and you hear what we were playing last night. You hear that diversity of music, because it kind of was anything goes. Rock and roll was a new genre. And not every song we played last night was rock and roll, of course. But rock and roll was a new genre, and groups and singers were able to kind of make their own way in it. They were able to say, oh, let's try this, let's try that. And, yeah, a lot of it does sound the same, because... what was successful in those days, one artist would copy another. If a song was a hit for somebody else, then someone else would record that song. But you also found a lot of just kind of, let's see where we can take this newfangled rock and roll thing. And that led to a lot of fun, and we were able to hopefully showcase some of that last night. 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Scott Pemberton here. Just calling in, just want to say I've been hearing your show, and I'm just happy that everybody enjoyed themselves and had a good time.
Well, you guys did a fantastic job, the 50s Night Committee, putting it all together and making it all run so smooth and seamlessly, and you definitely made Joe proud last night.
Yeah, I definitely think so. And again, you know, it just to see the crowd down there, and just to see the smiles and just the family, it's just amazing. I just can't wait to do it again next year.
And I guess the preparation for next year already begins, right?
It sure does.
How late did you get out of there last night?
I probably got out there a little bit after 11 o'clock.
That's not too bad.
No, not too bad.
You don't want 50s night to turn into 50s morning, so.
No, exactly. Especially when I had to be up for 4:30.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again for all that you guys do. And of course, we'll be happy to be involved with it every year.
Yes, and thank you. Thank you. Thanks, WBSM. Much appreciated.
You have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Yes, and make sure that you support 50s Night however you can. They are now a nonprofit, so you can make donations to them to help them keep this going. But as Scott mentioned when he was here with us on the radio last week, they do have plans to do some other things throughout the course of the year to kind of, you know, help fill those coffers to put on 50s Night, but also to keep that spirit alive. And we're happy to be part of it. I thought last night shows the absolute very best of New Bedford. And there's a lot of events that do. But last night, seeing not just, you know, the older folks walking around who actually were around in the 50s, but seeing the young kids walking around and being amazed by the cars and dancing to the music and making sure that that decade goes on in their minds. And, you know, the other decades don't die. The 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, there's TV shows that take place in those eras. There's music that's throwback to those eras. So, you know, those decades haven't really vanished from memory. But for some reason, the 50s has kind of eluded us. It's disappeared from the pop culture landscape. But now, a thing like 50s Night, a new generation learns about that era. Let's take another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yes, good morning.
How you doing?
Okay. I got to tell you this. You know, I was a machinist for 35 years, and all those old songs, I heard them last night, and I loved every bit of it. And I want you to know that was great.
So it brought you back to those days?
Yes, and what was I going to say? I sang for hours. How's that one? Tim, I want to tell you, you know, it's strange how you don't hear those songs for a long time, and I know I know a lot of the lyrics of the song, the words.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'll tell you my favorite song, because I was married for 53 years until I lost my wife, and I was so happy. You played You Are My Special Angel.
Bobby Vinton, right?
Yeah, Bobby Vinton, yeah. And, I was so happy. It was, you know, that song made me, oh, my God, unbelievable. Yeah, so I had been to see the good times you had years back, but now, like I say, I'm 80 years old. It's kind of hard to do the things I used to, but I want you to know that that was very nice what you guys did.
Well, thank you.
And I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. I'm glad that you were able to have those memories last night.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how I know the words. How not only me, other people must know the words. And you know, everything was good until we got another employee. We got a new employee, right? So during that time, he got upset. So he told the company, he says, you know, he says, it's their music. He says, I want to hear country and western.
Oh,
so
no.
We had to have 1 week of country and western, and then we had to have 1 week of the oldies. But, you know, what could I say? You can't object, because everybody has a right.
Yeah, you got to be fair about it. But, God, I wouldn't have been able to survive that country and western week. No. Well, maybe back in those days it was a lot better.
Oh, yeah. In those days, the country western was not... I really don't like country western that much, but I love the oldies. That era that we had will never be back again. The songs they got today, Tim, they're terrible. I mean, you know, it was unbelievable the talent that we had during that time.
Well, I can tell you that music will be back again next year on 50s Night, because we're going to do the broadcast again. So.
Oh, that's good. I appreciate that. Well done.
Thank you so much. You have a great weekend. Oh.
And you too.
Take care.
Take care.
And we will certainly keep it going. I mean, the reaction to it has been overwhelming. But I will say this too. If you own a business, or if you know somebody that owns a business, you know, have them sponsor 50s Night so that we can keep it going. And maybe we can do it more than once. I don't know. All right, I got to take a break here. My final break of the morning. We will be right back. Before I do that, though, I want to remind you all that The Butcher Shop is the place to go and do all of your shopping, not just getting your meats, not just getting your beer and wine from their beer and wine cellar, but you can get everything you need there. Everything from steaks to soccer balls. And it's a real old school neighborhood market. You want to talk about the 50s? You want to talk about an era gone by? The Butcher Shop will bring you right back to that time period. So check it out. The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. I got to take this break. We will be right back. And I got to correct myself there. The Bobby Vinton version of that song was from the 60s. It was 1963. It was Bobby Helms that had the one in 1957, which is the one that we played last night. So got my oldies mixed up a little bit. I got about 30 seconds. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Tim. Just want to welcome.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.